RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Welcome to the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. Banten province targets 1% foreign tourist arrival to Indonesia in 2019. Association Creative Industries and Businesses or ASIPA of Serang City exports wooden watches and waste of raw material abroad. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has said he has not yet received a clemency request from Antasari Azhar. President Jokowi said at the Untia Fishery Port of Makassar, Sulawesi on Saturday that he has not yet received it, so he cannot make any comment on it. The president stated that Antasari Azhar did invite him to attend a ceremony at his home on Saturday. Jokowi informed that actually Mr. Antasari Azhar has invited him on Saturday, but he cannot attend the event because of the schedule which was already prepared. Antasari was conditionally released on November 10, 2016, but is still required to report once a month to the Correctional Institute in Tangerang, Banten. Antasari's lawyer Bonyamin Saiman disclosed that his side had submitted a clemency request to the president through the Supreme Court on August 8, 2016. Antasari, a former chief of the Anti-Graft Agency or KPK, was sentenced to 18 years in jail after the court found him guilty of murder of businessman Nasruddin Zulkarnain, the director of PT Raja Wali Putra Banjaran, in February 2009. The Indonesian government is continuing to develop tourism in each region to attract both domestic and foreign tourists. Related to the development, the Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with the Department of Culture and Tourism Department, coordinate intensive areas to meet the target of tourist arrivals and foreign tourist arrivals in 2019. Following the target tourist arrival endorsed by the Ministry of Tourism, Head of Tourism Development of Banten Province, Sabta Gumelar, at Banten Beach Festival event on Saturday in Western Anyer Beach, said that Banten Province determined to attract tourists around 1-2% of the total target of more than 20 million foreign tourist visit.
Bahwa untuk meraih 20 juta wisatawan
to reach 20 million of foreign tourists and 265 million domestic tourists, at least Banten can attract tourists to come to Banten about 1-2%. Therefore, the target of 2019, we can get the foreign tourists about 1-2 million people, then for the tourists of domestic around 3-4 million. Head of Banten Tourism Development Sabta Gumelar added that to meet the target of tourist arrivals, the Banten province has set up a product of superior products as souvenirs as one of the requirements of national and international tourism destination. Because of the presence of such products, it can show the hallmark of an area so that it can increasingly recognize within abroad. According to him, by cooperating with the Association of Small Industries and Business Communities, he hoped to uncover any potential of Banten and the target of tourist arrivals can be met. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked the people to be optimistic in the midst of global recession. Jokowi expressed such request during tax amnesty socialization in Makassar, Sulawesi on Friday, 26 November. Jokowi stated that positive national economic growth is expected to drive the economy upturn in the future. Economic growth in the first quarter was 4.95%, the second quarter was 5.18%, and the third quarter was 5.02%. Jokowi said at Clarion Hotel in Makassar on Friday that other countries had minus economic growth. Jokowi said that the country's potential wealth is enormous and it can be used to develop the economy. However, the handsome amount of wealth has not been reported and it's still kept overseas. That is why the government established tax amnesty program, which will contribute to Indonesia's economy. The Indonesian government continues to promote non-oil exports to increase foreign exchange. One of the efforts to increase non-oil foreign exchange is to encourage the production of creative industries of the business sector's export share. Related to the matter, the Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with some creative industry sector, continue to make innovations in the increasing efforts of the creative industries. Chairman of the Association Creative Industries and Businesses or ASIPA from Serang City, Banten, Tubagus Eka Maulana in Banten Beach Festival 2016 Anyer, Banten on Saturday said that ASIPA of Serang City, in collaboration with the Department of Culture and Tourism Banten, implementing breakthrough in the manufacture of souvenirs. According to Tubagus Eka, production wooden watches and paper waste materials of ASIPA Serang City has received orders from Brazil and Australia.
Perdagangan luar negeri itu dari ada jam tangan.
The foreign traders are wooden watches, handicraft from waste materials of newspaper, then colorful craft of waste mineral drinks. Actually, there is demand for export, but it requires production approximately one container demand. The demand from Brazil are wooden watches and paper waste from Australia. Tubagus Eka Maulana said that the support from stakeholders is very helpful in the production and marketing of the creative industry players, especially in training, financing, and packaging of production. Tubagus Eka added that stakeholder support is very important because there are some reservations from abroad which cannot be met due to some factors such as business capital and human resources. On the commemoration of anti-violence against women, Gerakan Indonesia Beragam or Indonesia Diverse Movement encourages the government to stop child marriage in Indonesia. This movement consists of 193 organizations from 200 districts or cities. Dewi Cakrawinata of Indonesia Diverse Movement, in a press conference that was held in Jakarta on Friday, November 26, said that the marriage of children age under 18 years, particularly girls, is a crucial issue in Indonesia. There are various impacts from the issue, such as a worsening of the quality of women's health, girls' education, and women's poverty, especially those undergoing a job as a domestic worker. The girl cannot join the school well when she has to take care of her children and all kinds of jobs that there is to be a domestic worker. And aside from his own parents are victims of child marriage, they also are perpetrators of child marriage. Until now, the condition of girls is still a big problem. About 2 million of the 7.3 million Indonesian women aged under 15 years are married and drop out of school. Central Statistics Agency data in 2014 recorded a 1.6%, or as much as 1,300,000 more children married off at the age of 10 to 17 years. The last item, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said a relatively small number of taxpayers are participating in the tax amnesty program. She disclosed during a training event from journalists on Saturday only 461,798 taxpayers are taking part in the program compared to close to 22 million taxpayers who file tax returns. She called for efforts to make more taxpayers participate in the program. She expressed the hope that the number of tax amnesty participants, including personal and corporate taxpayers, will increase, particularly in the second phase of the tax amnesty campaign. The tax tariff applicable during the advice that the ministry appeals to the taxpayers to avail of the program during the second phase of the campaign as it offers lower tariff on redemption funds. That was News Hour Air Service Voice of Indonesia.
This is Air Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from Indonesian app Kipelago, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Cirebon, West Java. Military commander of Cirebon, West Java held a songbird competition called Danrem Cup 2 in commemoration of the Heroes Days 2016, followed by 7,000 participants. The military commander of Cirebon, Colonel Bahram, on Monday said the competition was expected to be a momentum to unite the nation in various ways. He said the activity was a means of good relationship between soldiers in Cirebon and the community, especially singing birds lovers. He added that the activity is not only favored by most people, but it's also an effective means of maintaining the unity and integrity of the nation. The next news comes from Bengkulu. History and the way of making traditional basure batik of Bengkulu are exhibited at Bengkulu Expo 2016 in Pantai Panjang Tourist Area in the city of Bengkulu to promote batik. Miss Tourism of Bengkulu Province, Oktri, at Batik Basure stand in Bengkulu Expo 2016 arena on Monday said basure batik cloth is not yet widely known, especially outside Bengkulu. Batik basure is the art of batik cloth typical of Bengkulu with motifs dominated by Arabic calligraphy. It is said that batik basure began when the arrival of Islam to Bengkulu. In its development, the modification motif included symbols of Bengkulu region, the Rafflesia flower. Bengkulu Expo 2016 was held in connection with the 148th anniversary of Bengkulu Province and lasted for 5 days from November 17 to 21st. The last news comes from Yogyakarta. Students of the Faculty of Law, University of Gajah Mada, became the overall champion and beat competitors from Harvard Law School on Foreign Direct Investment International Arbitration Meet, or FDI, in Argentina. Dean of the Faculty of Law, University of Gajah Mada, Sigit Rianto, while receiving the delegation in Yogyakarta on Monday said that University of Gajah Mada won the overall championship title or overall highest team ranking based on performance in oral rounds and written memorials. The event at the University of Buenos Aires, Argentina, held from November the 3rd until 6th, was also followed by several other renowned campuses such as Paris Bar School, King's College London, and Al-Azhar University of Law. The competition took the theme of foreign investors' disputes regarding investments seized by the state. Each team must have 2 memorials, one for the investors as the prosecutor and one for the government as respondents. In this competition, University of Gajah Mada was represented by 7 students of the Faculty of Law. Well, that was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with November the 27th, 1989. Avianca Flight 203 plane crashed. Avianca Flight 203 is a domestic commercial flight flying from El Dorado International Airport in Bogota to the Alfonso Bonilla Aragon International Airport in Cali. The aircraft was destroyed by bomb. It took off from the Colombia capital Bogota to Cali after flying for 5 minutes, a bomb exploded. All the passengers totaling 107 people were killed and 3 people on the ground were also killed by the falling debris. According to the investigation, the bomb was placed by a man wearing a suit who carries a bomb in his suitcase. Turning to November the 27, 2005, the 23rd Southeast Asian Games opened. The 2005 Southeast Asian Games, or commonly abbreviated as SEA Games, in 2005 was held in the Philippines starting on November the 27th to December the 5th, 2005. This was the third time the Games of Southeast Asian Nations held in the Philippines, the first in 1981 and the second in 1991. For the first time, the Philippines became the overall champion of the Southeast Asian Games. In addition, the position of Indonesia in the fifth place was the worst in the history of the Southeast Asian Games. It follows. Let's end with 1932, Benigno Aquino Jr., Filipino journalist and politician, is born. Benigno Simeon Ninoy Aquino Jr. was born on November the 27, 1932, and died on August the 21, 1983, was the husband of future Philippine President Corazon Aquino and father of future Philippine President Benigno Aquino III. Aquino, together with Gary Roxas and Jovito Salonga, formed the leadership of the opposition towards Ferdinand Marcos. Shortly after the imposition of martial law, he was arrested in 1972 along with others associated with the communist armed insurgency and incarcerated for 7 years. He founded his own party, Lakas Ang Bayan, and ran for the Philippine parliamentary election in 1978, but all the party's candidates, including Ninoy, lost in the election. In 1980, Aquino was permitted by Marcos to travel to the United States for medical treatment following a heart attack, despite being sentenced to death by a military commission on charges of murder, illegal possession of firearms, and subversion. He was assassinated at the Manila International Airport in 1983 upon returning from his self-imposed exile. His death catapulted his widow Corazon into the political limelight and prompted her to run for president as member of the Unido Party in the 1986 snap elections. Among other public structures, Manila International Airport has been renamed Ninoy Aquino International Airport in his honor, and the anniversary of his death is a national holiday. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Spotlight of the Week, which today entitled President Opens Franchise and Small and Medium Enterprises Exhibition. President Joko Widodo opened the 2016 Indonesian Franchise and Small Medium Enterprises Expo in Convention Center in Jakarta on Friday, November the 25th. In his opening remarks, President Joko Widodo said franchise concept is well suited to Indonesia because people here has long been familiar with their own business, open a shop or restaurant. According to the president, the franchise and micro, small and medium enterprises can also absorb the workforce by 70% to 60%. A franchise can also improve the quality of people by applying standardization for equipment, facilities and product quality outlets. The head of state also wished a number of franchises from Indonesia can penetrate foreign markets. Officials who attended the opening, among others, were Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto and Chairman of the Indonesian Franchise Association, AFI, Anang Sukandar. The exhibition, which was held on Friday through Sunday, November 27th, displayed a variety of franchise companies that have gone through the process of creation of the Indonesian Franchise Association. The exhibition is part of activities of the World Franchise Summit Indonesia, running since November the 22nd. President Joko Widodo said the election of Indonesia as the host of the World Franchise Summit in Indonesia shows that Indonesia's franchise industry has a strategic role in the international world. The event, supported by the Ministry of Commerce, also held an international franchise conference on the first day. The association chairman, Anang Sukandar, said that the aim of the event is to encourage the public awareness of the potential of Indonesian franchise industry so that it can attract people in becoming franchise entrepreneurs. This exhibition presents 200 companies with 350 local and international franchise brands. Franchise Summit Indonesia was also attended by various franchise companies from 23 countries such as Finland, the Netherlands, China, Taiwan, and Brazil. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Welcome to the news in brief. President has not received clemency request from Antasari. President Joko Widodo has said he has not yet received a clemency request from Antasari Azhar. Banten province targets 1% foreign tourist arrival to Indonesia in 2019. The Indonesian government is continuing to develop tourism in each region to attract both domestic and foreign tourists. President Jokowi tells the people to remain optimistic. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked the people to be optimistic in the midst of global recession. Association Creative Industries and Businesses, or ASIPA, of Serang City exports wooden watches and woods of raw material abroad. The Indonesian government continues to promote non-oil exports to increase foreign exchange. Indonesia Diverse Movement, or Gerakan Indonesia Beragam, pushes the government to stop underage marriage. On the commemoration of anti-violence against women, Gerakan Indonesia Beragam, or Indonesia Diverse Movement, encourages the government to stop child marriage in Indonesia. Taxpayers joining tax amnesty program relatively small. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said a relatively small number of taxpayers are participating in the tax amnesty program. That was News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRIB World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment introducing Indonesia's tourism potential, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll take you in a tour to Wonder Wake Fort in Kebumen, Central Java. So stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. There are many historical sites and cultural heritage that can be visited when you are in Kebumen, Central Java Province. One of them is Wonder Wake Fort, which is the reminiscence of the Dutch colonial time, located in Sapta Marga Street, Sedayu Village, Gombong, Central Java Province. According to the history, Wonder Wake Fort was established in 1818, as you can see in the writing on the fort entrance. The year is the Dutch colonial government era. The name Wonder Wake was taken from the name of a Dutch general then, while the aim of building the fort was originally for the purpose of food and weapons warehouses that also serves as a military training camp of the Dutch troops during the Diponegoro War and afterwards. The Diponegoro War, also known as the Java War, is a war that lasted from 1825 until 1830. This war is one of the biggest battles ever experienced by the Dutch during the occupation of the archipelago. Wonder Wake Fort is unique because its structure and architecture is octagonal. It was made of red brick walls, so the fort is also commonly referred to as the Red Fort. Its other name is Cossius Fort. General Franz David Cossius was a commander of the Dutch Indies troops who was a predecessor of General van der Wijk. The fort itself, which construction was initiated by General van den Bos, took 4 years to finish. It has 2 floors. The first floor has 4 entrances and 16 very large rooms, 72 windows, 63 connecting doors and exits, and 8 stairs to reach the second floor. While on the second floor of Wonder Wake, there are 70 connecting doors, 84 windows, and 16 big rooms. The upper floor is equipped with 4 stairs to get to the roof of the fort. In 1856, the fort was turned into Pupillenschool, or the military high school specifically for European children born in Indonesia. And only then that the name Cossius Fort changed into Wonder Wake as a tribute to Wonder Wake for his services to the Dutch government in the military field. Wonder Wake Fort can be reached from the east or from the west of Gombong City via Purwokerto Yogyakarta Highway. After passing Gombong Market, you will see the sign on the left of the road to get to Wonder Wake Fort. It now has turned into a tourist spot. You can enjoy the beauty of this fort while bringing your kids to tourist fortress. There is a children playground and water ball. But the most unique is the mini train on top of the fort. With this train, visitors can go around the building and enjoy the view from the top. Perhaps this is the only one in Indonesia where visitors can board the train at the top of a building. That was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia featuring Wonder Wake Fort in Kebumen, Central Java. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Miscellany
on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miscellany. Today's edition will discuss about bamboo planting to prevent floods. Besides via shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through audio streaming at en.voi.co.id or english.rriworldservice.com. Rainfall forecast, according to Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency or BMKG, in the end of 2016 is quite high in some parts of Indonesia, particularly in Sumatra and Western Java. Rain is predicted to continue to fall and will reach its peak in January 2017. Head of Data Information and Public Relations of National Disaster Management Agency or BNPB Sutopo Purwonugroho said that many floods occurred throughout 2016, followed by landslides. Flooding were caused by many factors in addition to high rainfall. Human activity that is less concerned about the drainage system is also a cause of flooding, while landslides occurred due to the pressure of the sloping ground. In addition, other factor is the extent of critical watershed and environmental damage. Indonesian Institute of Sciences or LIPI assessed that bamboo is a plant that is suitable for improving the conditions of the upstream and the river banks which have been hard hit by flash flood and landslides. This plant has roots of fiber so it can stabilize the soil and reduce erosions. Deputy for Biosciences of LIPI, Eni Sudarmonowati, said that bamboo planting in the upstream and along the riverbanks is a right step rather than concreting. According to her, concreting only kinetically stabilizes the soil while the actual ground remains unstable. So when the water comes, the land on the riverbanks is not able to withstand erosion. She added that the planting bamboo could prevent the water source to not disappear because the plant is capable to keep water. In the long term, the viability of water can be maintained even when the long dry season happened. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Awijaya, a bamboo researcher from the Research Center for Biology of LIPI, said that bamboo planting should be encouraged because it has many benefits of both short and long term to prevent floods and landslides. In addition, bamboo has economic value to the local community, especially when there is the empowerment of the industry. Elizabeth added that bamboo is also able to keep the air clean because it produces 30% more oxygen than other tree species. According to her, bamboo planting is considered necessary and will work well when it gets support from the government and relevant stakeholders. Elizabeth said the planting of bamboo is not yet supported by the government. In addition, bamboo is considered as economically less benefits, so people tend to cut them down. Listener, that was Miscellany for today featuring bamboo planting to prevent flooding. We will see you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Carlos Gravena in Brazil. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish language. Hello, Mr. Carlos Gravena. Thank you for your email dated November 18, 2016. We are really glad to receive your email. It means that you monitored our broadcast. But unfortunately, you did not send your reception report of our broadcast. If you send your reception report, we will know how our signal in your country is. And if you have suggestion or criticism, please send it to our station. Well, Mr. Carlos Gravena, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Gracias. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Kau begitu sempurna, di mataku kau begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu. Di setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Janganlah kau tinggalkan diriku, takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayang, sayangku kau begitu. kau begitu sempurna, sempurna.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Amir Manzoor in Pakistan. We received your email dated October 18, 2016. Mr. Amir Manzoor is one of our regular listeners. Hello, Mr. Amir Manzoor, how are you? We hope that you are healthy and monitoring our radio now. In his email, Amir Manzoor said that he was one of our consolation winners in VUI International Quiz 2016. He said he has not received the prize and the certificate. Mr. Amir Manzoor, thank you for your email. We have asked to related division. They said that the prize has been delivered to your address since a couple of months ago. So we hope that you have received your prize by now. Well, Mr. Amir Manzoor, we will play a beautiful song special for you. Thank you.
Saat ku pejamkan kedua mataku dan ku bayangkan di sampingmu, ku rasakan selalu hangatnya pelukmu itu, dan ku genggam lembut kedua tanganmu seakan takut kehilanganmu. Ku ingin selalu hatimu untukku, tak ada yang bisa. Oh,
jauh darimu.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Mr. Igor Visannikov in Russia. He listened to English program of our broadcast through frequency of 9525 kHz at 13 to 1359 UTC on October 20, 2016, and the SINPO was 35333. Hello, Mr. Igor Visannikov. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really glad to receive your email with your reception report of our broadcast in detail. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Igor Visannikov, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song special for you.
Aku memang salah. Aku memang hina. Maafkanlah untuk semua. Yeah.
lagi.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Goodbye!
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Bukan maksud hatiku ajukan dirimu di depan mataku, tapi ku tak bisa lupakan saat dirimu membuat diriku terhina. Sakit hati
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.